Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 17th of October, recording at 9:20 p.m. That's UK time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. It's been a day of all change, as we sometimes say, where existing short-term trends have been checked, often with downward dynamics. Now, we did not see that today in the Asian stock markets. They were firmer pretty much across the boards. Reasonable gains of 1.5 to 2%, including for the Hang Seng and HSCEI H-shares indexes in China. European stock markets followed with reasonable early gains of well over 1% to the upside, but those were reversed by the close, and declines of 1.5% or more are pretty much the norm. Less so for the UK index, down 0.5% due to the strength of resource and oil shares. Now, again, the Americas saw some decent early gains. Those were soon snuffed out. Those are mostly pre-market gains carrying over from last week. But as I say, they were not only reversed, but we had some significant declines on an average of about 2% to the minus side. That's pulled the S&P 500 index back to 1,200 and a little bit of change. Now, long-dated government bond prices, which have been quite weak while the stock markets were rallying, have seen some sharp rallies in here today. Looks like we've got a key day reversal on the U.S. 30-year Treasury, small key day reversal to the upside. That means that bond yields have checked. That means that yes, bond yields have checked their rallies in here today. The U.S. dollar index is firmer, up over 0.5 point on the DXY index, and the dollar looks stronger right across the boards. And we've seen some earlier gains in the resources currencies reversed. Commodity markets are generally weak. Gold reversed some early gains. It had been up as high as 1695 and change. That's bullion. And closed at 1672.5, or that's after hours trading. Silver also reversed some early gains, had been up to 32.67, but is currently at 31.87. That's down a little over 30 cents. And crude oil reversing gains as well to close to the minus side. As I say, did most of the metals, including copper. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, what we have seen, of course, has been a very strong rally in global stock markets, not least in the USA. I would attribute a fair amount of that to the gyrations caused by the high-frequency trading that we've written about so often and that Owen discussed again on Friday and included an excellent and informative report. But the NASDAQ index, for instance, which had fallen back down to test its August lows, and they were down or are down in level of just above the 2000 level, around the 2030 level. And so we saw a decline down to test those levels on the 4th of October, and then a very strong rally, obviously with the help of some decisive short covering in addition to bargain hunting, took the NASDAQ, and I've illustrated this in comment here today, took the NASDAQ back up towards the top of its broad trading range, extending back to February. Now, that's a natural resistance point. We're overbought on most stock market indices, and it looks like this has checked the rally, although we'll need to see some downside follow through tomorrow to ensure that that's happened. So again, overbought in the short term following a blitz to the upside, and some prior resistance levels overhead on a good many charts. Some moderate downward dynamics here today, but those included small key day reversals for the likes of the German DAX index and the French CAC index. That suggests to me that we will get a little bit more reaction, and we would really require some reversal gains, countermanding dynamics tomorrow to offset that risk. I don't think that's likely to happen, but if it does happen, I think it would require some unusually good earnings reports, as for the third quarter earnings season, reporting season is just getting underway in the USA. But I would expect to see somewhat of a pullback, but at least there's some breathing space between current levels and the August, September, and October lows for many of these stock markets. Now, long-dated government bond prices, again, they had come down quite sharply. It looks to me overall as if they're developing a top formation here, but it looks very much as if they will rally further here in the short term as part of a ranging type 3 extension of the current trading range that we actually see. I think it would take a resumption of the bear market in equities to cause bond yields to fall meaningfully below their lows of the last couple of months. And again, as I've just mentioned, stock markets have a bit of a cushion of support beneath current levels. But these remain volatile times, and I would expect that to continue for a while longer. In terms of the US dollar, it had fallen back fairly sharply during the stock market rally, so it's checked that decline in here today. I would expect the dollar to firm while stock markets are correcting. And so you can see, again, all these short-term trends that we saw last week and the week before, they appear to have been checked in here today. Precious metals. Gold has been running into a bit of resistance here in the below the 1700 or right around the 1700 level. And while gold is impressive in that it has stayed to the left of its rising 200-day moving average, and we have had that mean reversion back to the 200-day MA, which Fuller Money had been predicting for a number of months and saying that would be a positive development for bullion. But as you know, we had seen gold accelerate upwards in both price and percentage terms, more so in price, but in equal percentage terms to the biggest of its short-term advances during this 10-year and counting secular bull market to date. So that has set it up for a multi-month correction, which we're seeing. And my hunch is that we will get more support building, probably mostly, again, to the above that or to the left of that rising 200-day moving average, although following prior accelerations, it has sometimes dipped below it. But I think it's the chances of retesting the 1500 level are probably not that high. I would look for more sideways ranging, and as I say, in a buildup of support. The other precious metals are clearly underperforming, and that's because we are still seeing some deleveraging in the commodity sector. And we saw some respite in that as stock markets were rallying, but I wouldn't be surprised. So we saw, again, some short covering and maybe a little bargain hunting in some of the commodity markets. But overall, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more deleveraging in that sector over the next few weeks. And that would be a plus in terms of inflationary pressures. Now, there is a bit of a contagion risk for gold, but I've already said I don't think it'll go, or probably won't retest that $1,500 level. But if it's too optimistic, that's the level to, that's the price to watch, because sentiment would certainly deteriorate on a break below the 1500 level. And what else to mention in here? The grains and beans had firmed up late last week following that USDA report. They are still quite oversold in the very short term, but a fair amount of technical damage has occurred in those patterns, and I would personally be surprised to see them stage more than a bit of a technical rally here in the short term. But the bottom line, to wrap it all up on this first audio since I've returned from the USA, the short-term trends that we saw last week and the week before look like they have been checked here for at least the short term, but there's a decent chance that we have seen sustainable lows for the medium term in most stock markets, not least for the USA. All the best.